I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Thursday, July 9th, 2026. 35 Carroll County 4-H exhibits have been selected to represent local students at the Iowa State Fair following judging of the static contests earlier this week in Coon Rapids. A total of 370 exhibits overall were evaluated during conference judging, and that's where judges consider each youth's goals, workmanship, creativity, and learning in the project area selected. State Fair qualifiers were chosen across five project divisions, including animal and natural resources, creative arts, family and consumer sciences, personal development, science, engineering, and technology, and many others. Things like hydroponics, woodworking, welding, really all of those static exhibits are extremely neat. You can find a list of all of the selected projects included with this story on our website. A few of the notable ones that are advancing to the state fair do include a hydroponics system by Alex Burkowski, a calf warmer by Ben Heidoff, an olive burl table by Keaton Sander, and a cedar outdoor table by Andy Booth, and then a ton of photography and visual art entries. Again, I just don't have enough time or space here in the newscast to go through all of those, do check them out on the website. You can see all of the names that are advancing to the state fair. That's just the first of results from the Carroll County Fair, I should note. We'll have animal results coming up ongoing this week as well. Moving on, Kia America has recalled 462,000 model year 2020 through 2024 Telluride SUVs and is urging owners to park their vehicles outside and away from buildings until they get those repairs completed due to fire risks involving the front power seat motor. The recall effects were this is a secondary recall as they were previously recalled in 2024 for the same issue. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, damage or misalignment of the front power seat slide switch can cause the seat motor to operate continuously, which then results in additional heat and potentially a fire. An improper repair performed under the earlier recall could also create the same hazard. Kia is aware of the problem and notes that there have been 7 seat fires and 11 incidents involving melted seat motors. Owners should begin receiving notification letters here within the next month or so, but the warning was issued this week for owners to keep those vehicles out of a garage because even if the vehicle is off, it could potentially ignite a fire. VIN numbers will be searchable on NHTSA's website beginning July 17th of next week. You can also reach out to Kia customer service at 800-333-4542 to check if your vehicle is affected by the recall. The price of fuel in Iowa fell again in this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa, but it's not clear if the months-long trend of declining fuel prices will continue as tensions reignite in the Middle East. As of yesterday, a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in Iowa averaged $3.48, 5 cents below last week, but still 54 cents higher than a year ago. The national average for gas on Wednesday was also down 5 cents to $3.80 per gallon. As for retail diesel, Iowa prices fell 4 cents on the week to $4.31 per gallon compared to $3.54 per gallon at this point in 2025. The national average for diesel dipped 7 cents to $4.77 per gallon. Turning to the Des Moines terminal, E10 was $2.62, unleaded 87 was $3.21, ULSD number 2 was $3.16, ULSD number 1 was $3.37, and E70 was at $2.31. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were up 1 cent to $3.22 per MMBTU. Volatility in the fuel market is likely to increase in the weeks ahead as the tenuous ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran over tanker traffic in the Strait of Hormuz broke earlier this week when Iranian forces fired on commercial ships, leading to retaliatory strikes by U.S. forces. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around, got more news on the way after this on KCIM.
Trust Lens Insurance and Grinnell Mutual to help bring communities together this summer. We're happy to support our local county fair, continuing a timeless tradition of agriculture in our community that you can share with neighbors, family, and friends. Trust in our unwavering commitment to you. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Lens Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 792-1700 today for all your insurance needs.
Lens Insurance.
Everyone, let's get started. Welcome back to the DEC Envy Support Group, Remember, this is a safe space. Who'd like to share?
My neighbor has lights on his.
Mine has splinters.
We've all been there. You ever look over a fence and think, wow, that's a nice deck?
I've always been told when it comes to your deck, confidence is everything.
If your deck's a little underwhelming, you're not alone. Upgrade your backyard with help from Wall Lake Lumber. From low-maintenance composite decking to full design services and delivery, we've got everything you need to build a deck you'll actually be proud of. Wall Lake Lumber. Upgrade your deck and stop comparing it to everyone else's. With locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otobolt, and Carroll.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Lake City residents may notice an addition to the Lake City Memorial Building as a new flagpole has been erected on its grounds. Building manager Hannah Streeter-Halverson says the project had multiple contributors and was truly a collaborative effort to improve the building's forecourt.
Steve Streeter initially noticed this, and he brought the idea to the VFW organization, which he's heavily involved with. And they just offered to fund the project. Jim Potts, another local veteran, he has some connections with dealing with flagpoles and installations and things like that. So he offered to source it and order it for us. And then three other local veterans, when it arrived, they rolled up their sleeves and got to work. They poured the foundation, put the pole upright. Now it's standing proud.
Streeter-Halverson also commended Jared Moore of Moore Concrete for his generous donation to the project.
I also want to give a shout out to Jared Moore of Moore Concrete in Auburn. He generously donated all the concrete for the project. So we're really appreciative of that.
The flagpole was finished in late June, but improvements are still on the way to have it perpetually illuminated via solar power. Streeter-Halverson says those interested in helping with that project or any other Lake City-related efforts can reach out to her directly at 712-210-9911. Governor Kim Reynolds says she hopes the Trump administration appeals a federal court ruling so Iowa's policy that had prohibited federal food assistance from being used to buy candy and soft drinks can go back into effect.
I think it's so important. You know, this is about the health of our kids, and our data is horrible.
Reynolds says 40% of American adults and 20% of children are obese, and taxpayers should not be paying for unhealthy food through the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, more commonly known as SNAP.
It's not a mandate that they can't have those items. And I think that gets lost in this whole conversation. It just says if taxpayer dollars are going to be used through this program that was designated to provide nutritional food for our kids, then that's the intent of the program, and we should adhere to that.
The USDA had granted Iowa a waiver to proceed with its SNAP benefit limitations in January. Federal law currently prohibits SNAP benefits from being used to buy alcohol, tobacco, or hot food products ready for immediate consumption. Last month, a federal judge ruled the USDA lacks the authority to grant additional waivers to go beyond that list. Reynolds says state officials are working with Iowa retailers to ensure all revert to their previous list of approved foods that SNAP benefits can buy.
We've got to pause. We're still working on some technology. Everything will move forward.
Iowa's previous policy, in effect for the past 6 months, said SNAP benefits couldn't be used to pay for candy, soft drinks, energy drinks, or sugary beverages with less than 50% fruit or vegetable juice. While there are many complaints about the limitations, there have been no reports of serious injuries or lack of nutrition for SNAP recipients. Nebraska, Colorado, Tennessee, and West Virginia had USDA waivers to enforce similar restrictions, but the judge's order has nullified those as well. And state officials and financial supporters will be hosting an event this fall on the Iowa Capitol grounds to mark the 250th anniversary of America's independence, just one of many that have been going on nationwide year-round. Governor Reynolds says America's Harvest Festival will be held October 24th and will showcase how Iowa ag has helped shape the nation. There will be historical reenactments, live music, and vendors selling Iowa products, and the governor says there will be plenty of food. The event begins at 1 p.m. that Saturday, October 24th, and concludes at sunset. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.